98.1 KZE. It is once again Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Today, I am delighted to welcome for the first time from Copake, New York / New York City, Daniel Shore.
Thank you, MK. This first song is called By the Time You Want Me, and it's from my second to last album released in 2022 called Sedentary.
Beautiful.
Here it is. You'll see that I will get back by. I will get back by. Yes, I will get back by the time that you won't be. Thank you, everyone.
98.1 KZE. Daniel Shore in the studio for the first time. It is lovely to meet you, Daniel. Thanks for coming.
Nice to meet you, too, MK.
Yeah, so tell me the Daniel Shore story. How long have you been playing music?
Sure, I've been playing music for, ever since I was a teenager. My first instrument was the drums. Mm-hmm. I tried and failed to write songs on drums.
That is hard.
Yeah, I mean, some people can do it, but I don't have that talent. So I picked up guitar and piano, and I did kids' music for a long time, and I still write songs for children because I'm a public school music director in Brooklyn.
That's an incredibly noble profession.
Oh, well, thank you. Shout out to PS230.
Are they going to listen?
I asked them to.
I hope they are.
But you know, kids, sometimes they do what you want, and sometimes,
Well, it'll be on the website later, so you can make them listen to it.
That's right.
If it's not too embarrassing to sit there and watch them listen to
Homework assignment.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
That's amazing. What got you into teaching?
I was doing a job that no longer exists, legal proofreading. Mm-hmm. That fell by the wayside a long time ago with technology.
Sure.
And that's actually one of those jobs that I think I'm glad has gone away. Most legal proofreaders who used to do it are not sorry the profession is gone.
Mm.
Can't speak for everyone. And I went to the HR person at this large law firm in Manhattan where I was working. I said, what do I do next? Can you help me? And they said, well, what about teaching? And the person said, what about teaching? And I said, wow, that kind of clicked. And this is a long time ago, 1989.
Yeah. And you still like it?
I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah.
How has the landscape changed? How are the kids basically still the same as they ever were? Or what do you think?
I think so. I honestly think so. Yeah. Kids are, I find them to be find them to be super reachable, and they have a certain hunger, I'd have to say, for what I offer.
Yeah.
Because they need arts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they respond to it.
Yeah, music education is so incredibly important. And it's one of those things, you know, I think school is hard. School is hard for kids.
Sure.
It's a pressure cooker environment in a lot of ways. And music class, at least when I was in school, mm-hmm. was one of those places that I looked forward to. You know, one of those times of days that I was actually excited for.
Yes. We have a lot of, most of the school is first generation immigrant. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of kids who just arrived who don't have mastery of the language yet. And it's one of the most gratifying things is to see those students just respond viscerally to Camptown races.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they all want to hear Eloise, the electric guitar, who's sitting right behind me. And I'm going to play Eloise my third song.
Okay.
For my third song.
Yeah,
rather.
I'm excited. I didn't know she had a name. She's beautiful.
Yes, everything has a name. Alice the Amplifier. And this is Little Miss Guitar. I see the eyes.
So you said you were a solo musician, but
yes.
Actually you have a whole band here.
Yes, that's right.
Daniel Shore is my guest in the studio today. Would you like to play us another one?
I'd love to, MK. This one's called Weakened Vessel. If I could go back to the way I was, then you would see something to be proud of. Are the way they are, I'll just say I hope you haven't come too far. Maybe if I was a little stronger, then I could have waited a little longer. But the fact is I am such a I won't stand the strain, I'll just crack again. Since you're so sure of what you seek, then who
KZE. That is beautiful. I love your songwriting style.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
How many albums do you have out?
So I have, three albums, two albums for children, and then two albums that are
for everybody,
directed towards everyone. Yes. And then I'm writing songs for another record.
Nice.
Of which that is one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it more fun writing kids' songs?
It is quite fun.
Is it easier?
Yes. Most of the time it is easier to write for kids.
I mean, I imagine there's less like digging into your soul for emotional honesty.
Says who?
Yeah, fair enough. You know, I guess kids can handle more emotional honesty than we think.
Oh, I bank on it every day.
Yeah. What are like the themes that you go to when you're thinking of children's songs?
Absurdity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So like Dr. Seuss.
I mean, that's one of the themes that I like to explore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like big imagination stuff.
Yes. Non sequiturs.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I liked when I was a kid.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, stuff. Yeah, where every verse is out in left field, and then that verse is out in left field from the previous one, and so on.
Yeah.
Into delightful infinity.
Where can we find these albums?
Oh, all the streaming platforms. Spotify, I guess, is the main one, but everywhere.
Cool.
Yeah, all my music is on Spotify that I've released.
Yeah. So you're in Copaic
right.
part of the time.
Yes.
And how long have you been there?
For about 4 years, and Columbia County for longer than that. We've been vacationing up here since the turn of the century.
Yeah.
We were finally able to find a nice location in Copaic between two beautiful farms, and we're very happy there.
Yeah. Yeah. How's the music scene in Copaic?
Oh, brilliant. I've got, we got Slink Moss.
Got to shout out the Weeds, of course.
Shout out the Weeds. he sold us our house, and he did a great job of that. We love our house. He's right across the road, and we've got Egremont Barn and Copaic Grange. It's a nice little scene.
Yeah, and really beautiful. I just drove through there.
Yeah.
I don't go out that way all that much,
sure.
But I drove through on the way to Butternut the other morning, and it's just absolutely
gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've written a lot of music in our living room and our basement. Yeah, so Copaic is inspiring.
Yeah, do you find it easier to sit down and work on music up here than you do in the city?
Not necessarily, although having the summers off, you know, I can just set up my equipment in the living room and just have at it, and that leads to results.
Yeah.
I'll just say that much.
I mean, that is half the battle. You know, I'm terrible in my own creative career about just like sitting down and doing things. I'm bad about like conceptualizing, but then not being brave enough to take the leap. So if you can just sit down and get it done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's half the battle.
Right. Yeah. For whatever it's worth, something drives me to the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, Copaic. Already have a lot of good musical memories in just the 4 years we've been there.
Yeah. Any plans for shows this summer?
I don't have anything booked at the moment. I'm single, club owners. I'm happily married, but you
solo.
Get the idea. Yeah, solo.
You're easy to...
That's what I meant.
Easy to book.
Single was a metaphor for not having any gigs yet, but I'm working on that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens after this. Who knows?
Yeah.
Phone will be ringing off the hook. Daniel Shore is my guest in the studio. First time on Friends Day, hopefully not the last. Would you like to bless us with Eloise?
Oh, yes. Eloise is just champing at the bit. Yeah.
Friends Day, by the way, of course, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze and New Pulse. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is also Spaghetti Land in here.
No. Oh, you should see my music room. It's a disaster. But a happy one.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Creative spaces are supposed to be messy.
Okay. So this is a single I released along with my album Sedentary. It's called If I'm Alone. I feel around the wrinkles of the fabric of the very old sheet. I feel for the warmth you would provide if I had you by my side. But I get up even though I'm lazy, and I can't pretend that I'm not crazy, and I can see though the lights are low that you took your chance to go. And now I'm on my own. I thought I found someone to share my home, but it's not a home if I'm alone. If I'm alone,
I search around for your belongings, but all I have are my longings. The space is empty and the air is chilly. I'm starting to feel silly. And I get up even though I'm lazy. And I can't pretend that I'm not crazy. And I can see, though the lights are low, that you took your chance to go. And now I'm on my own. I thought I found someone to share my home. But it's not a home if I'm alone. If I'm alone. If I'm alone. If I'm alone.
Thank you, Hudson Valley.
98.1 KZE. Daniel Shore, I would love to hear that with a full like rock band arrangement.
Welcome to my world. Yes, that'd be that's an ambition.
Yeah, let's get the Weeds to back you up. What
absolutely
are they doing?
Yeah, that's right. They're garage rockers.
Maybe we'll make it happen here on KZE.
Yes, I'm all in.
Yeah. Daniel Shore, once again, my guest, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And remind me where we can find your music or our Bandcamp. Can folks pay for it?
Not on Bandcamp, but Spotify, basically every streaming platform in the entire world. So I've been assured.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you next time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you again for having me.
We got your community bulletin board now. Head in the Heart up next on 98.1 KZE.